Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 7:12. Today we got some rain. We got some thunderstorms possible. Hopefully that won't stick around too long. Kind of break up a little bit later on. High of 72 tonight. Low of 55. Thursday, partly sunny in the morning. Then mostly sunny later on in the day. High of 75. Great day for kicking off our three-day ride. I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. Right now it's 55. And let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, apparently, a new survey showed 25% of men are so emotionally wrecked about their hair loss that it's causing them to drink and pop pills. 41% of men under 35 would rather lose their home or lose sight in one eye than lose all their hair. Jesus, guys. 36% of men surveyed referred to hair loss as one of their biggest worries. And hair loss is also affecting the performance of men in the bedroom, with nearly a third of bald guys admitting they feel a lack of confidence and 39% reporting a lower sex drive. I mean, can't really say anything. I got a full head of hair. I'm sure it's a little bit thinner than when I was a young man, but I'm doing all right. But, I mean, it's just hair, guys. Wasn't there just a report about how bald men have more confidence? I think you just need to embrace it. Don't hold on to it. Just embrace it. Shave that puppy off. Maybe get, like, a cool tattoo on your head. That's what I would do. If I start losing my hair, I'm just going to shave it off, tattoo on my head, and we'll just do it that way. Conor McGregor just made an estimated $75 million fighting Floyd Mayweather. To get in shape for the fight, McGregor was on a strict diet and trained like a madman. Well, now that the fight is over, he's relaxing just a bit and bragging about his wealth belly. This is maybe the new dad bod for rich guys, calling it the new six-pack. Now, to be clear, you don't get a wealth belly by, you know, drinking Natty Light and eating frozen pizza. Instead, you gain a few pounds by eating fancy meals and drinking good wine, which, of course, is what Conor McGregor can definitely afford these days. So, again, you got to be rich to have the wealth belly. Otherwise, it's just a beer belly like yours truly. And that's not as appealing because you don't have the money to make up for it. Oh, do you like my wealth belly? I only got $5 in my wallet, but it's a wealth belly. Lastly, on your morning dump, a guy, I thought this was pretty cool, at the Electric Zoo Festival in New York, got away with bringing booze into the festival. However, he did it in a creative way because, like many festivals, you can't bring your own booze in. He decided to dig a hole, place a bunch of vodka in a bottle inside a bag 3 weeks before the festival. Okay, so he went out there in the middle of the night, dug a hole, put a bottle full of vodka in a bag in the hole, buried it, marked it on a map. He dropped a pin. Well, really, he dropped a pin on his phone. And then when he got in for the festival, he went and dug it up and shown him drinking. Now, this hasn't been confirmed yet, but there's pictures of him drinking out of the bottle and sharing it with friends. I mean, that's pretty clever. I've heard of a lot of different unique ways of sneaking booze into places, but that's definitely commitment right there. Just knowing it, it's been sitting there. Hopefully some bum didn't find it. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord, for helping me find this booze. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?